everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We're your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. We put out an episode once a week. Last week, we talked about setting goals and realistic goal setting when it comes to working out. It's very important to set goals so that you have a clear direction of where you're going. And if you want to learn more about how to set those goals realistically so you can actually achieve them and make progress, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about everybody's favorite topic, vegetables. Everybody loves a good vegetable, so those are a crucial part of a healthy diet. But did you know that there are certain vegetables that can help you lose weight? They are low in calories, they are very nutrient dense and packed with essential vitamins and minerals, and also high in fiber as well. So you are going to be talking about 13 vegetables that qualify for helping you lose weight and also keeping you full at the same time.
Yeah. So yeah, specifically 13 vegetables that research has found that helps with keeping it in like a lower calorie, but also really high in fiber and vitamins that we're needing. So in general, most vegetables are naturally low in calories, so that's a good thing about the vegetables. And they're high in water and fiber, so again, that helps, of course, for us to be able to manage our weight, because it keeps us regular, as well as offering those benefits of having vitamins and minerals within the food, the whole foods. So first on the list is asparagus. This is the highest on the list because asparagus is low in calories yet high in fiber. 1 cup of cooked asparagus contains 3.6 grams of fiber, and then it's only 40 calories. So
well,
really low.
You put the butter and Parmesan cheese.
Yes. So that's the caveat here, is that you have to only have the asparagus, right? So just the 1 cup of cooked asparagus, not adding butter or olive oil or cheese or salt or anything really to flavor it.
Some salt and pepper.
I mean, yeah, but salt's going to make you hold in that water, right? So as much as we're able to just keep it as what that ingredient is, so as much as we can say just asparagus, that's cooked 1 cup, that's really where those 40 calories come in. Of course, you're going to add calories as you add different flavors to your dishes here. But with asparagus, it does help you to digest slowly, so that makes you feel full for a longer period of time, meaning you're not going to want to go eat 5 minutes later a bag of potato chips or some other processed food. So making sure that we're sticking to just the vegetables here as we talk about them throughout this. Asparagus also helps with our bowel movements, so helps again to keep us regular. So yeah, that's asparagus. Number two, Brussels sprouts, my favorite here. Also low in calories, but high in fiber. So it has 4 grams of fiber and 56 calories. And this is for about 10 Brussels is what the serving size really is. Again, depends on how large the Brussels are. But Brussels contain phytochemicals called glucosinolates that are high antioxidants and then anti-inflammatory, which also helps to reduce the risk of cancer and heart disease and other chronic diseases. So many benefits to the Brussels sprouts. Number three on the list that is really good for weight loss would be spinach. Spinach has a high water content, around 91%, and that's for 3 cups of spinach, and that's 3 cups cooked spinach. So that obviously when you cook the spinach, it does start to wilt. So 3 cups of that cooked spinach will also provide you with 2 grams of fiber 2.5 grams of protein, and all for only 20 calories. What is so great about spinach is that it also has vitamin K, vitamin C, and vitamin A. So a lot of these vegetables are really multifunctional for our bodies, and that it's giving us that fiber, they're low in calories, but also giving us other nutrients, vitamins, minerals that we're needing. Number four on the list is cauliflower. Cauliflower and one cup of cooked cauliflower, you have 2 grams of protein. You also have 2.9 grams, so nearly 3 grams of fiber, and you're getting that vitamin C. All of this for only 29 calories. So cauliflower can also help you to lower bad cholesterol levels. Number three is carrots. Number five is carrots. Can't read numbers today, apparently. Five is carrots. One cup of raw carrots is 3.4 grams of fiber and only has 50 calories. So a good snack on the side of your lunch, or just snack throughout the day having carrots handy. And I've read before that carrots are really good for your eyesight. So there you go. Six on the list is bell peppers. Bell peppers, for one cup of raw bell peppers, you are going to be getting 3.2 grams of fiber. They also have a higher vitamin C count, as well as only 39 calories. So again, lower calories here. Also another good snack. All of these vegetables really could be a good snack because they could be, all of them could be eaten raw. Again, like my husband said earlier, we have to be careful of, like, are we going to dip it in ranch or hummus or things like that? Because that's when you add in those calories. But just having these vegetables on their own, you're going to see the larger benefits, of course, and have that weight loss. Number seven on our list is zucchini. Zucchini has 2 grams of protein, 1.8 grams of fiber, and this is per cup when they are cooked. So when the zucchini is actually cooked, that's how much you're getting from that zucchini. And it all comes in at only 27 calories for one cup of cooked zucchini. Zucchini also contains antioxidants like lutein and zeaxanthin. Probably said those so wrong, but that's what they contain, and those antioxidants help to support healthy vision as well. Number eight on the list would be green beans. One cup of cooked green beans, and we're talking about the organic, not the ones that are in the can and processed, but just the ones that you can find in a bag or that are out when you go to the market and you have to like pick a bushel of them. Those sort of green beans. One cup cooked green beans is going to give us 3.8 grams of fiber, 2.2 grams of protein, and only coming in at 37 calories. Again, you can eat them cooked or raw. You can add them to salads too. So a lot of these vegetables that we're talking about can be added to a salad. You can make like spinach be your base and then add in these other vegetables. There you go. There's a really good lunch for you, right? Lower calories and high vitamins, fiber, protein. So number nine, cabbage. Cabbage, for one cup cooked shredded cabbage, you're getting 2.8 grams of fiber and 2 grams of protein, and it only has 35 calories. Number 10, edamame. There we go. Thank you. Edamame. One cup of shelled edamame, those pods, are 18 grams of protein and 8 grams of fiber. So it's really good for your protein and fiber. However, this one, even though it is number 10 on our list, be careful of how much you eat of it because it does have 188 calories for that one cup. So I gotta be a little careful with this vegetable and what we add it to. Number 11 on the list are beets. I just bought some beets today and I'm excited for my salads this week. One cup of beets will have, that are cooked, has 75 calories, so a little bit higher end of the calorie list, but you're also getting 2.9 grams of protein and 3.4 grams of fiber. Beets help improve your blood circulation and lower your blood pressure. And then also increases that delivery of oxygen to the muscles. So then our workouts are better because our muscles are able to work out for longer periods of time with the oxygen getting to them in a faster way. Number 12, broccoli. Everyone's favorite, I feel. One cup of broccoli that is cooked has 5 grams of fiber and 3.7 grams of protein, and it only has 55 calories total. So broccoli is great because it is high in that vitamin C, K, and folate. So women out there, we need that folate in order to have a healthy pregnancy. So broccoli, eat lots of broccoli during pregnancy. And last but not least is number 13, sweet potatoes. So sweet potatoes, just one medium sweet potato, has 3.8 grams of fiber and 2.3 grams of protein. Again, this one, eating them not maybe every week, but like every other week, something to have as part of like a side for dinner, because it does have 103 calories, so a little bit higher on that calorie end for the vegetables. Those are the 13 vegetables then that are great for weight loss.
Great. Yeah, that's quite the variety there. And remember, variety is key. My wife mentioned salads, so I'll talk a little bit about how to incorporate these vegetables into your diet. Salad is a great way. You can get yourself a nice big bag of organic salad. You can prep your veggies by either cooking them if you need to, or also just dicing them up and putting them into baggies as well. And then you can also just switch it up. Maybe one week you do two or three veggies on this list, the next week you do another three, and so on and so forth. And that way you do get that variety. Soups, another great way to incorporate a lot of these veggies into your diet. You can add those into soups for flavoring, seasoning, and also those essential nutrients that you need as well. Roasted, you can also roast all these veggies, so a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of spice, and you can have yourself a delicious side dish to go along with your healthy main dish. And then smoothies. We've talked about smoothies on this podcast quite a bit because they're such an easy way to pack all these nutrients into your diet, and it also tastes good for those out there who aren't huge fans of the taste of veggies. Once you mix in everything, you mix in some fruits, you mix in some healthy protein powder, then you're not really tasting those veggies too much. The other flavors typically overwhelm that. So that is what we had for you on today's episode. We hope you found it helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss another episode and you can get more tips on how to be healthy and happy. So remember, guys, incorporating these 13 vegetables into your diet can help you stay full, satisfied, and on track for your weight loss goals this year in 2025. Remember, the key to a successful weight loss journey is consistency and making healthy choices. So, stock up on these veggies so you can be more superhumanistic, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.